It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to invite you to join us on our WhatsApp channel. Our WhatsApp channel is our opportunity to keep in touch with you, regular listeners to the podcast. If you would like to become part of that WhatsApp channel, now we won't spam you. We'll send maybe one or two messages to you every day about when the podcast drops and so on. All you have to do is send the words add me on a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. You'll get a reply message with a link to our WhatsApp channel, and you just follow that link and you subscribe to the WhatsApp channel from there. So once again, send the words add me to 085 825 2626. We'll send you a link back, you follow that link, and away you go. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Tracy has been in touch with us. Well, at least she says, call me Tracy. And she says, I'd love to talk about this, but don't dare give out my name because it's family related. So I assume Tracy isn't actually her name. We have a niece and she's a fucking idiot, to use her quote. Her fiancé is doing 6 years in prison at the moment for armed robbery. And she is still in a relationship with him and won't break up with him. He's only 1 year into the sentence and she still goes up to see him and brings their five-year-old daughter, which I think is sick. And the fool is putting her life on hold until he gets out. And we all told her she needs to end it and move on. Like, why would you stay with him? But she says that she loves him and she is sticking by him and waiting for him. There are loads of women like this that are visiting their fellas in prison. They are absolute dopes. Why would they hang around and waste their lives on scumbag criminals? Call me Tracy. So Tracy believes that her niece should dump her fella because he's in prison, basically. That's the reason she thinks he should be dumped, basically. And she also has an issue with her bringing their five-year-old daughter up to the prison for regular visits. So, Mr. D, what do you make of this?
I wasn't going to give an opinion on this today because I just didn't want to sit here and be getting abuse and stuff like that. And then I realised, to hell with it, because I do have a lot to say about it. And there's two problems here. First of all, that Tracy's niece is bringing the child to the prison, which is abhorrent in my eyes.
She's only a five-year-old.
It doesn't matter. That gives me the ick. A five-year-old should be in a play centre, not in a prison visiting
daddy. Meeting daddy. The child knows no different at five.
Shouldn't be in a prison.
We're going to see daddy.
Looking at daddy through glass. That's disgusting. That's actually a
kid. Well, no, most prisons you don't actually look at them through glass.
No, you actually don't. In Ireland, it's because I've done it. It's over a table.
Yeah.
I find that child neglect.
Child neglect?
Yeah, child neglect.
For bringing a child to the prison?
Yeah, absolutely.
To visit daddy?
Yeah, absolutely.
To keep the relationship between father and daughter going?
No, that man doesn't deserve to have a child in his life if he's an armed robber. The amount of people, by the way, on our Facebook page who were playing it down and saying, oh, love is love. Sorry, armed robbery. And sorry, what sentence did he get again? Was it six years?
Yeah.
He'd probably be out in four. But 6 years is a serious, it was obviously a serious armed robbery. Mm-hmm. Probably, I don't know where it is. I tried to look up the story and I couldn't find the story. It's either a shop or a business. Or someone was terrorised anyway by this absolute scumbag. And Tracy is right in everything she says. Anybody who would stand by someone for doing something like that, bringing a child to prison is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
Again, what is disgusting with a mother trying to keep the relationship between a father and a daughter alive?
No, you don't. You don't bring. You say.
So what? You tell the child daddy's dead or daddy's gone away or what do you tell the child?
No, I'm saying that. No, I would say tell them daddy's dead, but no, daddy will be coming back. So that would make no sense to tell them that. But
you want this father to take up his relationship after 4 years of absence and the daughter be okay with all this?
I just find it disgusting. The image of, I presume he's in Mountjoy prison.
I don't know. She didn't say.
Okay, but suppose it is. The image of her turning around to the child on a Saturday. What are we doing today, Mammy? We're going up to a prison to visit Daddy.
She probably doesn't say that. She probably just says we're going to see your dad.
Basically shot people. Like, it just, that gives me the ick. I'm sorry. So, two things here, yeah? First of all, he's an absolute scumbag. You're wasting your life staying with him. Because when he gets out of prison, he's not going to get a job with anybody. Nobody is going to give a convicted armed robber a job. So you're stuck with that absolute waster. Now, I do understand that, and I've never understood this, yeah? Some women are attracted to criminals. They're attracted to bad boys. You look at all the criminals in this world, they all have women, don't they? All the Irish criminals, all the big drug barons, they all have women who seem to, like, I can tell you now, if I committed an armed robbery and was found guilty, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
My wife would be gone, and I'd expect her to be when I got out of prison.
And your kids?
Well, I don't know. It's not something we've discussed, Jeremy, if you get done for armed robbery, but bringing a child to a prison is absolutely disgusting. And secondly, wasting your life on an armed robber, literally wasting your life on an armed robber, shame on you.
You're the one who always says,
value your life.
Back to the kids thing. You are the one who always says kids have to be put first. It's important to maintain the relationship with your child.
No one.
You're the one who slags deadbeat dads because they're not involved in their child's life. This a deadbeat dad.
He was a deadbeat dad the moment he walked into that shop and with a gun. He was a deadbeat dad. Okay? So he is a deadbeat dad. Get it? It's a disgusting thing for anybody to do, and to normalise it by saying, bring the daughter up to the prison. Absolutely. Makes my skin crawl. Really does.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're talking about Tracy's message about her niece who is maintaining a relationship with her armed robber boyfriend. And Tracy thinks she's wasting her life. She also has a major issue with the fact that she brings the child to the prison to visit Daddy. Let me kick off with this voice note from Glenn.
Sorry, lads. Love the show. Can't come on. I'm an hour ahead of you in Spain, so my work schedule's a little bit different. In terms of the auntie and the girl, first of all, if I was the girl that my auntie wrote that into your show about, I love your show and I think it's great, but I'd cut her off for that. I know she said she's not identifiable and don't say her name, but Ireland's a very fucking small place. And all it takes is someone to read that message, put one-on-one together, and realise who it's about. So if I was to get off, cut the auntie off. Secondly, I think the auntie is one of these aunties that has the gold standard family members or children that have a good job or in college and doesn't want the rest of her, the other side of family challenging her name because it's got a hardcore image. That's how I feel. It's not about the woman moving on and stuff like that. It's about her having control, and I personally feel a lot of the family don't agree with her, so she's right into here hoping a majority of the people agree with her, which I probably think some will. The whole bringing your daughter to prison thing, no, because scumbags are prison, the pedophiles, rapists. You don't know who's staring at your child, you know what I mean? It's not a place for a child. I would say it's not even a place for a woman to go be visiting because, you know, they're in prison for a reason. Even if it's a minor charge, most of these are in there for serious charges. Again, love the show, and I think the auntie's on the total side of the wrong here. And I think the girl should put her auntie off for all this publicity.
Again, making light of an armed robbery. Now, I just want to put it to all of you, because there's so many calls lined up, yeah? All disagreeing with me. Woo, big surprise there. Let's change the crime that this man did and supposing it was sexual assault.
But it's not.
No.
No, there's no point in changing the crime.
No, but a crime.
That's a crime against the person.
Armed robbery is a crime against the person you threw. Yes, it is.
You're threatening somebody with a gun. You're not actually shooting them.
Who in this room was a victim of armed robbery before?
You were.
I was.
Yeah.
And as a victim of armed robbery, it's the one crime that I feel very strongly about. So if it was a sexual assault, And would we be having a different conversation?
Yeah, of course we would, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it depends on the crime.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
How are you, Zeds?
Now, Vanessa, what did you want to say on this? Is this woman insane for hanging around and waiting for her fella in prison?
Because we don't know the circumstances of the robbery. I know it's an armed robbery. That's all we have to go on. But yeah, we don't know but the circumstances.
An armed robbery that brought with it a 6-year sentence. So it was a fairly serious armed robbery.
And I would agree that he deserves to be in prison. But it's not up to me, and it's not up to Tracy, and it's not up to anyone else to decide whether or not she's stupid for staying around and waiting for her. The fact is,
absolutely it is. And yeah, she's stupid. Absolutely tick.
No, it doesn't matter because she's staying. She's waiting. So the question for Tracy now is, are you going to support your niece and her child, or are you just going to berate them to the point that they leave your life? That's the question for Tracy.
And that was the message that Glenn sent a while ago. He actually turned this completely around and said that this woman should dump her aunt, should blank her aunt for even raising this publicly.
Oh, if I thought my aunt brought my public life into my private life into the public sphere like this, yeah, I would never speak to her again because she doesn't deserve to be around me or my child because she can't talk to me personally and accept
my decisions. She has spoken to her personally.
No, but she hasn't.
But she
hasn't accepted her decisions.
She may not have accepted her decision, all right. Yeah,
because so what's happening, from my perspective, what's happening is Tracy wants all of us to get on the podcast and say, she's an idiot, so she can show the podcast to Denise and berate her that way.
Yeah, maybe that's
say,
exactly.
All these people that agree with me. Yeah, and also, just on Jeremy's point there, that it's, what was it? You said it, child neglect?
Child neglect for bringing a child into prison.
100%, yeah.
I would absolutely disagree with you.
Oh, how could you disagree with that? It's a fact. You can't disagree with facts.
I don't know. It's your opinion. It's not a fact.
Well, because if it was a fact, then the children wouldn't be getting into the prison in the first place.
Correct.
First of all. Secondly, the child needs regular contact with their parents if they're going to be in their lives. Now, it's a teaching moment for Tracy's niece to teach the child good values. For me, you can be a very, very bad person for society, but you can still be a devoted parent. And so I don't know the relationship between Tracy's niece and this man for her to be so devoted to him. And I don't know what kind of man he is to the child. I would like to say he would know better than to risk his future with his daughter, but obviously that's not the case.
As soon as you commit a serious crime that you know it's going to end you up in prison, you lose all those rights as a parent.
But you don't actually.
No, I'm talking about, in my opinion, you do.
Morally, in your opinion.
Yeah.
But you don't have the same opinion as everybody else and you don't know the circumstances.
So if he was a sex offender, you'd have no problem with the child staying in his life?
It depends on the circumstance.
Now, what do you mean?
If he was a sex offender, he would not be getting near my child.
But that's
if
a completely,
he did armed robbery
out of desperation
or out of revenge, I would hate it. I would absolutely hate him for doing it. But that doesn't change his relationship with his child.
You think it's important to maintain the relationship with
him? She's already making excuses for him.
What?
Literally,
it's not making excuses.
It is. You said a second ago, if he did the armed robbery out of necessity. There's no fucking necessity, pardon my French, for doing an armed robbery.
We don't know that.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't agree with it.
I'm telling you.
I would never do it.
There is no necessity for carrying out an armed robbery, Vanessa. No necessity. There's absolutely no reason to carry out an armed robbery. No reason at all.
If you are desperate for money,
Jesus Christ.
Can make the case that people will see it as a necessity. I'm not saying that it is a necessity.
Well,
I'm saying that people will see it in that moment of desperation.
No, get a job.
He probably had a job.
Don't go into it. Go into his shop. And I'm saying this as a victim.
I would agree with you.
A victim of armed robbery.
I've been a victim too.
Yeah, so you know what it's like to have a gun pointed at you.
A gun shoved in my face and a knife at my back. Yes, I do. And it's horrible. But I also know that those people who did it were absolutely desperate.
Oh, my
desperate
God.
For what?
For money, because they were going to be kicked out of their homes or because they owed
Jesus
money to
Christ.
Someone. They got in a bad way. Oh, and I'm not trying
Vanessa,
to make excuses.
Please.
I'm just saying it's a fact.
You kind of are, Vanessa.
I'm just saying it's a fact of life.
Or you're suffering from Stockholm. You're suffering from Stockholm syndrome or whatever they call it.
Vanessa, I mean in the most polite way because I'm very fond of you as a person. Stop being such a live and let live person, because that's not the way the world works and that gets you nowhere.
I'd be happy to know. Hang on. When one of them happened with the gun to my face and a knife at my back, I testified in court and I saw those people put in prison and they did their time and they got out and they got jobs. So the idea that you can't get a job after an armed robbery is bullshit. You can. Well, you're not going to get a decent job, but you can get a job.
Okay, but let's go back to
By the way, I need a holiday this year. I wonder, should I go into some way, travel with a shotgun and say, book me a holiday or I'll put a bullet in your head? Is that what I should do?
No, because you're being ridiculous. The fact of the matter is, though, Vanessa, you see nothing wrong in this woman maintaining a relationship with her fella, and you see nothing wrong with her bringing the child to visit daddy in prison.
The child hasn't done anything wrong. She shouldn't be cut off from one of her parents because he did something wrong. I haven't been in that position myself, so I don't know what I would do. But again, depending on the crime, depending on the circumstances, that is for her to make a decision about her life and her daughter's life. That's the decision that she's made. It is not up to Tracy to change her mind. It's up to Tracy to be there and support
her. Vanessa, I find it very strange. Now, I believe your story. I believe you were a victim of armed robbery. I've no reason not to believe it. But as a fellow victim of armed robbery, I find your opinion, I just find it doesn't match with how you should feel, because I was traumatised for many, many years after being a victim of armed robbery. I was only a kid when I had a gun shoved in my face in a post office robbery. Adrian, I've told the story many, many times. Had my mother covering me, telling the armed robbers not to shoot. Horrible, horrific. Mm-hmm. So I do not understand how you have even a grain of sympathy. A grain of sympathy.
It's not sympathy, it's empathy. Empathy.
Just to say, I've been through years of therapy. I also have a master's degree in sociology, so I'm able to separate the emotional side, which is still partly traumatized by it, to the societal side, to the realistic economic side.
Okay, stay with me for a second, Vanessa. I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you and get your reaction to it. So just stay there for a second and let me play this.
Hey, lads. I think this woman is a fucking idiot. She's so young, like, and to be settling for an absolute scumbag, and that's what he is. I was about, I'd say I was about 10, and I was in a shop with one of my friends in my estate, and it got held up by two armed robbers, and I still get flashbacks of that day. It was terrifying. And these are the type of people we're dealing with, absolute scumbags. Now, I don't know, do we know it's a gun? Like, not that it makes a huge difference, but there's a big difference between like a hammer and a gun, you know what I mean? But either way, to do something like that and terrorise someone is an absolute scumbag. And she's an absolute knacker for letting her child go see him. He done this, he's to suffer the consequences of not seeing his child. And she's so fucking stupid, so young for settling down with such a piece of shit. It's funny, someone will probably say something today about, oh, the refugees, whatever, we don't need them, scumbags, all this, that. Irish, probably, yeah. Fucking scumbag. So these are the fuckers that we need to watch out for.
Okay, do you want to respond to that, Vanessa? Seeing as you did have a bit of empathy for armed robbers.
She's entitled to her opinion. The fact is he did it. The fact is he is serving his time. The fact is we don't know what way he will be when he comes out. And I hope when he gets out, he will never do this sort of thing again. And does that mean that the child has to suffer years and years and years without her dad or without understanding what happened with her dad? That is not the child's fault.
Okay,
I would say you can be a terrible person in society, but still be a devoted parent.
No, bullshit. Absolutely.
How is that bullshit?
You can't be, if you're a scumbag, you're not a good parent. The two go hand in hand.
Let's see if other people agree. Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Francis.
Oh, Adrian, I think I need some sulfadine, anodine and paracetamol. Jeremy, you're the most judgmental person on this fucking planet.
Pardon me for speaking. It's everything.
I was held up about 100 times in a shop I walked in, and Adrian knows the shop I walked in. I wasn't traumatised. I wasn't anything. And this girl, if she loves this fella, you can't stop love. And if she wants to be with him, Vanessa is 150% correct. You stop judging. He robbed a bank.
He's a scumbag.
He did that. He's a scumbag. Jeremy, I'm listening to you every day, and you know what? If you had a crown, it'd go up to the sky and sky and sky and sky. You judge everyone. Listen,
Hang on a second, Francis. Yes, I've made a load of mistakes. Hang on, you are giving out to me because I'm judging an armed robber. I can't fucking believe this. This would only happen on this podcast where I'm being given out to because I'm condemning an armed robber. Listen to yourself.
You condemn everyone, let alone an armed robber. But listen, he may have done that for another reason. We don't know. And we don't know what he's going to be like. He loves his daughter. He loves that girl. He loves him. If your wife went out and committed armed robbery tomorrow, would you still be with her? Now, answer truthfully.
So you don't see any issue at all with this woman hanging around waiting for her fella to come out of prison?
I do, in a way. He shouldn't have done what he'd done. We don't know the circumstances, and we are not here to judge. Jeremy judges everyone, as I said.
Francis, you can judge based on the fact that he got a 6-year sentence for armed robbery. That's a serious sentence serious crime.
I know that, Adrian. But we aren't this person, you know, and if people judging her and saying this and that. Like, I mean, there's people I know, they're not friends, I know, and I'm speaking the truth, who are married to paedophiles and still stay with them and know what they do, and it goes on in Bray, Wicklow, Dublin, Dunleary, and everything. And I say, you know most of them too, you know, and they're still with them. They're just not caught. But if they were caught, it would be a shame to see you're living with a paedophile. You know, I mean, he's an armed robber. He did it. He got caught, you know. So he could be sorry for what he did. But this girl loves him. And that answered mine her own book of business.
So we can't judge armed robbers now. That's where we're at.
We can't judge anyone.
There's
supposed to be a man at the end of our life that make a judgment on us. I don't believe it, but there's supposed to be, you know?
But you
never answered my question, Jeremy. If your wife tomorrow had committed armed robbery, would you still love her and save her? Just answer me that.
Okay, the chances of my wife going out and committing armed robbery
tomorrow...
Never
mind the chances, you see. Your chances are the same as your children not taking drugs. You don't know. You do not know. I read my children. I read them well. They didn't take drugs. Thank God, or thank whoever it was. My husband was
one. You're asking me a ridiculous question here. If my wife decided Okay, she wouldn't even know where to get a gun, to be honest. If my wife decided to go out tomorrow and hold up the local bank with a bit of sawn-off shotgun, would I stay with her? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Then you don't love her.
So hang on, would you...
Well, you know the expression, love is blind. You wouldn't condemn this woman for staying with a guy who committed an armed robbery.
I condemn no one. I can't afford to condemn anyone.
Okay, about a year ago, we interviewed a girl on this show. Slightly different topic, but same principles apply. We interviewed a girl on this topic on this podcast who was sexually abused by her father about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And what made the matters worse, according to her, you remember from the interview agent, she said that her mother knew that the abuse was going on and stayed with the father.
I think I know the person you're speaking about. Yes. And I do feel sorry for her, but she went to that house still and brought them their dinners and their meals and everything. I would have been hopping around the yard and there.
You think that woman was right to stick by her paedophile husband?
No, of course not.
Oh, no, you're judging.
Paedophilic is different.
No, you're judging.
No, it is totally different. It's totally different.
You said 10 minutes ago, who are we to judge? God will judge, blah, 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 blah.
I mean different things like that. Paedophilia,
okay, Okay, so we are allowed to judge. Once I know that, that's okay. We're allowed to judge, are we?
Well, I mean, listen to you every day. You judge mental. Oh, my Jesus.
Why
are you going to have to get
Valium off
someone?
I'll get you a prescription first.
Stay there for a second, Francis, if you can, please. Don't judge. I'm sorry, Francis, just on the child being brought to visit Daddy in prison, do you have an issue with that?
No.
No.
It's
okay.
A lovely place. Lovely place.
Stay there for a moment. Let me bring in...
Do they have ball pits and all in there with the kids?
Let me bring in Trevor.
What's story, boys? Trevor here. I'll keep it short. I'll keep it sweet on your topic today. The girl waiting for the fella. Is he... fucking idiot.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Megan, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Megan.
Hiya.
Well, Megan, what's your view on this lady maintaining a relationship with her armed robber boyfriend and bringing their 5-year-old daughter to visit him in prison?
I bring two of my kids up there every week.
You bring two of your kids up to the prison every week?
Two of my kids up there every single week. It keeps on coming up about sexual assault and everything, but that's not what the fella is locked up for, so I just don't even know how that's relevant.
No, and I agree with you. It's not actually relevant, Jeremy.
The kids don't actually see anybody who's up for sexual assault because they're all on different landings, so it's not like the people in there are still human beings. At the end of the day, what he did is totally wrong and they deserve to be locked up, half of them, but I just don't see how, like, sexual assault's even being brought into it because it's a completely different prison for them. So your kids are saying
the reason it was brought up is because Francis said beforehand we shouldn't judge anybody on the crimes they commit. Literally the name of the man who passes down a sentence in a court is called what?
A judge.
That's literally his job, is to judge.
Yeah, but it's not your job.
Somebody, if you are like actually doing something to a child or something, obviously so you're not going to bring your kids up to somebody who's actually doing something to another child, because the thing is, he didn't.
Okay, but supposing the armed robbery that took place, children were involved, a child.
But were they though? Do you know that?
No, I don't know, but I know that.
No,
but I know that when I was a child, I was a victim of an armed robbery. Children are.
And were you hurt?
Yeah, I was emotionally hurt, yeah.
Okay, but we don't know if that actually happened in this case, so you can't really say.
Well, I had PTSD from having a gun pointed at my face as a kid, well, as you would do.
That's your case, but this probably isn't the case. So,
let me find out your circumstances, Megan. How old are your kids?
9 and 5.
9 and 5. And you bring the two of them into prison every week, is that right?
Every single week.
And what do they know about where they're going?
They think they're going to the army.
They think they're going where?
To the army. They think their dad's in the army.
Oh, they think their dad is in the army.
Yeah. And why would I traumatise my kids like that at the end of the day?
Right, that's fine. So you tell your kids they're going to the army barracks to see daddy who's in the army.
I said, daddy's a good man because he is a good man. What he done was wrong, but he's a great dad. So why should my kids have to miss out on seeing the dad every week?
And how long is he going to be in prison for?
6 years.
6 years. So the exact same as this guy that Tracy is talking about.
Yeah.
And do you mind me asking what sort of a crime he committed?
Assault.
Assault, okay.
Yeah.
And he's in prison. Now, it must have been a fairly serious assault if he got 6 years for it.
He had previous, but you could say that if you want to. Like.
Okay,
yeah.
And are you in a relationship with him?
Yeah.
Okay, so your story is the exact same as the story Tracy's highlighting. You're not the person she's talking about, are you?
Oh, no, because Tracy would know all about it if she spread my business around a place like that.
Right, okay, so it's not you she's talking about, but the identical story.
Definitely not me, no.
And do you think that someone can be a good father and a criminal at the same time? As you said, like...
What my kids dad done doesn't reflect on my kids, because, like, how would my kids know about that unless he start talking to them about it? He wouldn't, because why would you do that? You know what I mean? So my kids don't know any different. My kids are brilliant. He's the best dad I've ever known.
But if he was the best dad, and in fairness, they only have one dad, so it's not just when people say that you can't compare it.
No, but he's a good father.
Dads.
Yeah, he's a good father.
But if he was a good father...
You keep on contradicting yourself.
No, but I'm saying a good father doesn't end up behind bars.
But they do. Like, what do you think? Like, every single person in there is bad. Do you know what I mean?
But
could have been sexually assaulted and they went and done something about it and ended up in prison. That's a good dad.
Megan, by virtue of the fact that someone's behind bars usually indicates that they are kind of done something bad or they are a bad person.
Yeah, maybe they are, but he could still be a good dad.
But you can't be a good dad from when you're behind bars. How can you...
Great dad. My baby's dad is great dad.
No, and do the kids, just as out of curiosity, Megan, do the kids ever say, when's daddy coming home or anything like that?
Yeah, they do. And I say, soon he's in there getting all the money, so when he gets out, he's walking in the army, so he'll get out and then we can go on holidays. That's what I say.
And they're happy enough with that?
They see him every single week. Do you know what I mean? Some kids don't see their dad even once a week.
You don't have to answer this question. Genuinely, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, Megan. But when you decided to, and it's like the old song, Stand By Your Man. When you decided to stand by your man, did any family or friends say to you, why are you putting your life on hold for whatever? No, you got 6 years. You'd be probably out in 3.5. Yeah. You'd be probably out in 3.5 years.
How many times?
Was it said to you by many people?
Yeah.
And what was your answer?
Listen to me, the grass is not greener on the other side. You could move on and get with somebody else. That man could bait you every day of the week. I know my fella is a good man, so why would I not wait if I know that when he gets out, I'm going to have a great life with him, because I already had a great life with him before he went to prison. So why would I leave him?
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me bring in Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What?
What do you mean, what? Listen to your fucking comments today, Adrian. There's nothing wrong with a criminal. And then Francis, oh yeah, prisons are a lovely place.
She's being sarcastic, but Megan on the other line here, almost identical story to the story that Tracy told us, except she's got two kids and she brings her 9 and 5 year old kids up to see daddy, who's a great daddy, in prison every single week.
Yeah. Does Megan realise when her kids get older they're going to know exactly what daddy done?
Well, Megan,
if you had a child and they grew up and done something and went to prison, would you just leave them? Just leave them there for all?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Oh, Jesus Christ, Trevor, I'd hate to have you in my life.
Do you know why? Do you know why, Megan? Do you know why?
I don't care why, Trevor, to be honest.
Megan, because they're bad people. If you end up in prison, you're a bad person.
You've nobody in your life you love, obviously, Trevor. And I
have 5 kids and a wife, Megan. And if they ended up in prison, I'd be so really disappointed in them. Megan, can I ask you, where are you planning on going on holidays with your family when your criminal gets out of prison? Because it won't be anywhere good.
Why would it not be good?
Well, I said it won't be anywhere good because like, you won't get into any decent places because like, he has a very severe criminal record.
Spain, he can't go like, Tenerife, he can't go anywhere, you know?
They're good spots to you. Okay, yeah, I see the element you're dealing with today, Adrian.
Should my kids miss out?
I have no clue. You listen.
So should my kids miss out?
You just said he's a good father. He's not. He can't provide for his kids. He's not providing for his kids.
I can't hear both of you.
And you have no future.
I'm in the predicament. You're not. So you have no clue. Why should my kids miss out seeing their dad, who they love so much? You've no.
Because you're bringing them to a prison.
Talk about your kids because you're telling me you're going to leave them if they get locked up.
If they got locked up for a very serious crime, yeah. Why would I stand by them?
Give your head a shake. Because that sounds shocking. That does, yeah. You're just going to leave your kids after rearing them the whole life. Yeah, all right, Trevor. People go
when they're adults and they have the whole thing of choice. Yeah, Megan, well done. Welcome to the werewolf.
Trevor, answer this. People go to prison for TV license. Some man's gone to prison now for building a cabin out.
I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you to throw it at me face. I was waiting for you. Hey, Megan, you know the lads who get 6 to 10 years? They're bad people, not the people who get 6 months for TV licenses.
Trevor, you sound very slow.
No, I'm actually speaking very slow so you can understand me.
No, I don't.
Do you not realise the difference between a sentence for a TB licence and a sentence for GBH?
Okay. Listen to me. Yeah, but he's not better.
Hello, Megan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me, Trevor?
Are you going to answer any question I put to you?
I'm not answering every question you put to me, Trevor.
Well, no, you didn't, because what's the difference between a 6 month sentence for TB licence and a 6 year sentence for GBH?
Nothing, because they're both in prison. Probably on the same landing, so nothing.
So you think a person on a TV license charge and a GBH charge is exactly the same?
How do you know he wasn't picking up himself?
Well, Adrian, let's get this straight, right? Let's go back to the original call and text or whatever, right? They went in with a gun and possibly put it to someone's head, right? That's a scumbag. That's a lowlife.
Who's on that, Trevor?
Hang on, Megan, can you just take a breath, right? Chill, right?
Well,
take a breath. Are you telling me that somebody who can walk up to another person and put a gun to someone's head, are you telling me that someone is good?
Well, you're making up, because who done that? Nobody done that. We're not talking about anybody who done that.
Megan, we're talking about armed robbery. Have you missed the whole topic of this?
Trevor, like, armed robbery doesn't mean you need to have a gun on you, and it doesn't mean that it needs to be pointed at anybody.
Okay, so if he goes in with a knife and puts it to someone's throat, if he goes in with a claw hammer and puts it to someone's temple, what the fuck is the difference in the weapon, you absolute
numpty? Because even if he was caught with that knife on his person, doesn't mean he used it on anybody. You haven't got a clue.
So, if he's not, oh my God, if he's in prison, are you not getting this?
Trevor, you know what, I'm just speaking from experience and I wouldn't leave my fella now. That's what we're talking about here and yeah, that's just that.
Okay, and Megan, just back to what you said a minute ago, and I don't know the answer to this. You said, how do we know he wasn't defending himself? I don't think you'd get 6 years in prison if it was self-defence.
Well, if it was a fight that went too far, yeah, you would.
And is that what it was?
Yeah.
Trevor, what do you think of bringing the kids to see Daddy in prison?
Well, I think that's a fucking joke in itself, and I totally agree with Jamie. Can you just stop talking? We're not talking to you for the moment, Jesus Christ. Anyway, Adrian, as I was saying, I think it's disgraceful to bring kids to a prison where there's hardened criminals. I don't think it's a great environment.
But what's
the point of bringing the kids to daddy when daddy can't even touch them?
Go near them. He hugs them, picks them up, does everything with them, yeah?
And the kids, all the kids know is that daddy's in the army. That's what they know.
You can bring three
daddy's in the army. So, Megan, how are you going to explain to them when they find out when he's older that he actually done serious damage to someone?
No, they won't, because
he was still young.
He's going to be out next year, so he'll be still young.
Okay, but they will eventually find out.
Mind, when he gets released, his whole criminal record disappears, does he?
They're not going to look at him any different because they love their dad. Do you know what I mean? That's why I bring the kids to see their dad, because they love their dad. So why should my kids miss out on seeing their dad? And Trevor clearly doesn't know what he's speaking about, because my partner gets to pick my kids up, hug my kids. He gets to touch their kids. So when Trevor's saying, why would you bring your kids up where there's hardened criminals? The hardened criminals don't want to the kids up there. So the kids don't know just hardened criminals up there.
Yeah,
the
but then when he gets discharged, he'll be allowed to come home from the army, will he?
At the end of the day, the kids need to see their dad. Trevor, all right, you sound like, I'm not going to tell you what you sound like at the end of the phone. Right?
But go on, tell me,
I would hate to see what you treat your kids like. If you're going to tell me you're going to leave them if they do something wrong. God forbid, Trevor.
No, I treat my kids very well, Megan, and you know what? They've never committed a crime, so there you go.
So I don't know about that, Trevor. At the end of the day,
I sound like I'm what?
About to doze off. You sound a bit not wet. But listen, and I tell you, Trevor, my kids deserve to see their dad. Whether he done wrong, he done right. My kids, why should they miss out on seeing their dad when they love him? Why? How does that even make sense?
And again, when it comes to family, you've already said, Megan, that your family did say on several occasions you need to get away from him, but you've ignored what they said.
No, not my whole family.
No, some of your family.
People, one or two people would say, why would you wait that long? Why would I not wait that long? Like, I know how good my partner is. So if I left him now and got with somebody else, I could be getting with somebody well worse than that. Somebody that's going to do all sorts and you cheat on you, hate you. No, the grass is always greener on the other side, as I said. So why would I leave something good? Like, do you know what I mean?
And what about somebody who would say you deserve better?
No, because everybody knows how good he is. Yeah, he's in there. So I know it's bad that he's in there. And yeah, he probably deserves to be in there. But anybody knows him knows that how good he is. So it wouldn't be like you deserve better. People just do be saying, how are you going to wait that long? But when you love somebody that much, you would wait that long.
I have to say, and very rare I do this, Megan, you have changed my opinion in somewhat. Now, not completely.
Oh, thank you.
No, but listening to you, I can tell that you love him, okay, first of all. In fact, you've so much love for him that you're prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice. You're going to put your life on hold.
To work every day.
No, I don't mean that. No, but I mean...
I drop my kids to school, I go to work, and then straight after work, I'll go straight in and see him and then come home. And then, like, every week, like, I wouldn't... Why would you just do that when you have somebody good in your life?
No,
like,
it's a genuine love, I get that. And yeah. You know what? The crime you committed is terrible as well. But
I know that's wrong.
But he's also doing a double sentence because he's doing his time behind bars. But he's also missing out on those.
Look, it's hard for them as well because at the end of the day, they miss their kids as well. Like,
but have you thought about the future? Because when he gets out, okay, he'll have done his time, but he will still have, like, you'll never be able to go to America, bring the kids to America with him. You'll be banned from going to America.
I can go to America with my kids, so. He's missing out. That's his own fault.
No, I'm not saying that's a big deal. It's going to be a big whoop-de-doo. But the love you seem to have for him, that you're willing to, and I'm sure he's apologised profusely to you for what he's done, or has he?
Oh, well, what he done was before I even had my little one. It was before we even got together, but it only caught up on him a long time after. He wasn't with him when he even done that.
Ah, so you didn't know when you got with him that...
No. So,
all right.
It wasn't like I set out to get with somebody like that. I didn't even know. And then it caught up after having the youngest baby. And what am I going to do? Just leave him then? Do you know?
Okay, do me a favour, Megan. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Angela.
I just can't get over what that Francis one is saying. Do you know? So she's okay to come on and judge Jeremy for his opinions. But Jeremy is not allowed to judge anyone else because he's judgmental. But doesn't that mean that Frances is judgmental? She's an absolute fucking gowl. And, oh, she's been held up hundreds of times, you know, in armed robberies. That's her. You know, fair dues to her. She got over it. She walked out that day and didn't care. But the one thing I'll tell you is he's a scumbag. He walked in. When you walk in somewhere with a gun, you're armed to shoot. And that's the way I look at it. So he deserves to be locked up and no child should be brought into prison.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Robbie.
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, what do you want to say on this?
Well, I just found it very funny about with your own Megan. You know, she clearly doesn't agree with bringing kids to, you know, see her convict dad. You know, for the very simple reason that she lies to the kids.
Why do you lie to the kids about where they're going, Megan?
Because I'm not going to tell them they're going to a prison. Yeah, I don't agree with bringing kids up, but why should we?
Why? You love this man. This man's a good man. You're ashamed of him.
You're asking me a question, Robbie, and I'm telling you why. So are you going to listen when you ask me why? Okay, right. So I'm going to tell you. So don't interrupt. I don't tell my kids they're going to a prison because it's not my kids' fault that their dad is in prison. But I'm also not going to make my kids miss it when they love their dad so much. I don't agree with bringing the kids to a prison, but I'm not going to not let them see him for 6 years.
But I'm sorry, you've been a hypocrite. If you don't agree with bringing the kids, but then you like them and then bring them anyway. So you do it. I don't understand why you won't tell them the truth.
Call me a hypocrite, Robbie. Call me a hypocrite if you want, but I'm going to bring
them
here regardless. Okay, it's not okay, but it's not okay for my kids to not see their dad.
I'm of the opinion that it is okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
No, I think it should be okay to bring kids because I think the father should look at the kids. And that should be his excuse to turn his life around. You said he's a good man, but I can't accept that he's a good man. Because if he had previous convictions.
Did you not just hear me, Robbie? This happened before I had kids. So now he is turning his life around for the kids. This happened before I had my kids. And I caught up on him
I hope when he gets out next year that he does turn his life around genuinely.
He already is. He's already accomplishing so much in there. He's doing courses in there. God, like applying for everything he can in there. He's already doing that. But I mean, the way you're saying you're a hypocrite.
Well, I don't agree with your lying to your kids, though, in fairness.
They're my kids, though, Robbie. When you start wearing my kids, you can tell them what you want, but you're not. I am.
Oh, that's what a fucking stupid reply. I'm sorry.
What a fucking stupid reply. You're fucking stupid, Robbie. Listen to me and I tell you.
And Megan,
what should I tell my kids? Yeah, you're going to a prison when I can make them think they're going somewhere good. Okay, yeah, I don't agree with bringing the kids to the prison, but they're going to go to the prison because they're going to see their dad. But their dad didn't be like...
I think you should bring them to the prison.
I'm talking, Robbie, and you're asking me. My kids shouldn't get the downfall of what their dad done. My kids weren't born when their dad done what he done. So then when he got out, we had a great life, but then unfortunately it caught up on him. So what do you want me to do?
And how would they have a downfall? What would be the downfall of them knowing the truth?
What are you on about? What's that mean? What are you talking about, Robbie?
You said you're not going to tell the kids, you know, where you're going.
Oh, because they worry about their dad being in prison. I don't want my kids to worry. They're small kids. Why would I want my kids to worry?
Why would you like your kids?
I can't lie there saying, oh, my dad's in prison, and you can think, oh, my dad's in the army. Why would I want to do that to my kids? Yeah, do you know what I mean?
And let me ask you, Megan, how do you think your kids will react when... Eventually, and they will eventually find out that Dad wasn't in the army, that he was actually in prison. How do you think they'll react to that then?
My fella's a very good talker. He'll just be able to be like, I'm pretty sure he'll be like, oh, I was in there because there was a bad man. I was fine. It's just something. He's just going to make it up that kids at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean? He's not going to be like, oh, I was in there because I've done this to this person, this to this person. Like, use our grown people. Use our imaginations. Like, he's not going to sit the kids down and be like, I'm actually doing this to this person.
And Megan, when was he locked up? What year was he locked up?
2022. Yeah.
And he's got 6 years. So, but he'll be out before 2028, I assume, will he?
27.
And probably even earlier if he gets remission on.
Well, he's doing so good in there at the minute. He's looking at the open prison. So that he's not like if he's not going to get the open prison if he's such a bad person, no.
But the bottom line is your kids, as you just said, you know, they will eventually find out. Yeah. I'm sure if I was to Google him, I would find out all about the court case and everything else. The kids will be able to do that as well. So you'll only be able to colour it to a certain extent.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure my kids love that. Like, they really do. I know he's in prison, but my kids love their dad so much that they probably be like, he was never bad to us. Like, do you know, he's not a bad person. He made a mistake, but he's not a bad person. So I'm hopefully that's just the way they see it. I'm just hoping.
Okay, stay there. I just want to squeeze in one final call. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lorraine.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
Could I stay with someone who's done an armed robbery? Absolutely not. No way I'd be gone. Could I bring my kids up to a prison and I have three? They're 12, 8 and 5. Absolutely not. It's not for me. But I'm not going to sit here and judge. If she wants to bring her kids up and tell them they're in the army, what happens, Megan, though, when your kids find out that you've lied to them and that he wasn't in the army?
I'm literally just about to say what happens.
I know, but I'm just, it is eventually going to come out, unfortunately.
And I'm just saying, about to say when it does choice, come out, what's going to happen?
Like, I know it's your choice and you want to bring them up there, but you're lying to them. You're completely lying to your kids and saying daddy's in the army.
Is that affecting you, Lorraine? Like, is that affecting you? Is that affecting you, that I do that?
It does affect. That's what I just said. Could I do it? Absolutely not. I'd be gone. I could not stay with somebody.
Have you got a fella in prison?
Have I got a fella in prison? No, I couldn't stay with somebody.
Have you got any fella, Lorraine?
Yeah, I'm with my partner 14 years.
So would you leave him if you got locked up?
Yeah, 100%. If you did an armed robbery, 100%, I'd be gone.
I would hate to be with you, Lorraine.
Yeah, well, I couldn't say. How could you say, look somebody in the face and go, oh, you're after holding somebody up and ruining somebody's life for an armed robbery?
Well, my fella didn't do that.
Okay, I didn't say your fella did, but the email they got in, he held somebody up with a gun. I could not look somebody in the face and, like, be with somebody that held somebody up.
But other people aren't.
As I said, I'm not judging you. If you want to go to prison with your kids and you want to stay with someone, that's you. That's your life choice. It's not up to me. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me.
I'm here talking about it. So clearly it's
I said I couldn't do it.
Okay, you're not in that position, so you've no reason to even comment on it because you're not really in that position. And you're saying you'd leave your fella, so clearly I don't know what's going on with you two, but it doesn't sound too good if you're just going to leave.
I couldn't. I'm
assuming, Megan, you're implying that because she would dump her fella if he ended up in prison, that she doesn't really love him at all.
It's 14 years she's been, and she's just going to throw him away because he's done something. I'm just... Like, okay, what you do is not good.
Hold on here. My partner held up with me. He actually made that choice himself. He threw away the relationship when he went in to rob somebody at gunpoint.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that girl sees different. My boyfriend didn't do that, but if he did, I probably would still stay with him. Yeah, but he didn't, so I don't know. I'm not in that situation. I come on here to comment about Tracy because if Tracy's... like whatever her name is, spread my business all over the place like that, I wouldn't like it.
Well, she hasn't told all the business because we don't know who she's talking about. Well, we don't know who she's talking about though.
No,
that's
but
the
I'm
thing.
Sure if that girl comes on and sees that girl's gonna know exactly that's about her, and it's not very nice.
Let me ask you just finally, Megan, before I let you go, is it lonely having a fella in prison while you're on the outside looking in?
Yeah, of course it is.
But you're gonna stick it out. You're gonna stand by him until he gets released in 2027.
Yeah.
I have to say, and I can't believe I'm saying this because I completely changed my tune. It's something I couldn't do. Fair play to you. You literally have what's called unconditional love for him, obviously.
But not everybody in there is bad, though. I know they've done bad things, but they're not bad people.
Well, if you do a bad thing, you're a bad person, usually. You know what
They could have done 100 good things, but are known for that one bad thing.
But it's a fairly serious bad thing to get 6 years for, you know.
Nobody does it up by its cover, though. I know, like, I know what he done was wrong, but he does 100 things to make it right. Like, do you know what I mean?
Megan, I really appreciate you talking so openly with us. Thanks very much indeed for talking.
No problem.
Fair play to you, Megan. Fair play to you.
Let me
squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Darren.
It's just a classic bad boy image. No matter what women say, they love a scumbag. So why do you think Ted Bundy and all the serial killers get women throwing themselves at them in prison? And the women know they're paedophiles and serial killers, but it doesn't bother them. It's just a classic bad boy image.
Never actually asked that question of Megan. So you have...
Well, but he's not married to a serial killer.
Okay, you have literally done a 360 degree turn.
Well, it'd be 180.
You've turned all the way around.
No, 360 would mean I'm back to where I started.
Oh, right, yeah. You've done a 180.
180,
you're facing the other way.
Oh, no, was it 180 or 360?
Yeah, 180, yeah.
Some degree, anyway. I've done some degree. No, just talking to Megan, you know, I don't agree with anything she says, but I admire her for having unconditional love for her partner, that she's willing... Like, Jesus. My missus won't even forgive me if I put a teabag in the sink. No, but that's true. Megan is forgiving him for committing a crime. Like, it's... Different horses for different courses.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.